Hare Krishna. Okay, here's here's a little update and a little exciting nectar of things that are going on. A lot of exciting things going on here in the week following up to Radha Shyam's installation. And we're looking forward to seeing our guests from abroad, our donors from abroad. And of course, that still leaves opportunity for donating, keeping in mind that accommodations, both on the farm and the village around the farm, everything is completely, completely booked. But, of course, we can always make facilities a little further afield. And a lot of things are, you know, as well as we've planned this project and been working on it for a year, still just the very dynamic of this thing is that things come together at the last moment. And things are coming together at the last moment. And one of the things that we'll be doing, it's my doing since it came back, and that was, and I can't have pictures of this, it'll be understandable why. I'll explain it in a minute. Is that last night and the night before, for the last two nights, we've been really sort of working on the configuration of Radha and Shyam on their lotus. Let me give a little history to that. Almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago, when we installed their lordships, just the night before, then we put them on the altar to see how they would actually fit on the lotus that they stand, and how close they should be, and forward, and we settled on a distance, but Govinda Maharaj wasn't so happy with it at the time. He thought that Radha and Shyam Sundar are a little far apart. And so when I came back from India, came to the farm, then somehow I just remembered this. It really sort of came back to me. And so, because we're making a new lotus for their lordships to stand in, then I thought, all right, why don't we see if it would be better for them to stand closer together. And so that's what we've been working on the last few nights. And of course, when you do that, we have to take them out of their existing lotus and put a board over it, and then put them on the board and see what it looks like when they're closer together, or when the configurations change, which I'll talk about in a bit. And of course, when you lift Radha Shyam, then you have to do it without any clothes, and that's why we're not able to take picture of what was going on, because it's not proper to have pictures of the lordships without their clothes on. So, but in any case, we did that, and we started to see, well, all right, what happens if they'd be a little closer together. Right now, Radha Shyam's bases are 17 centimeters apart, 17 and a half. And so we're toying with the idea of bringing them a little closer, and also of turning them. Now, if devotees have carefully looked at the deities, then you'll notice that Shyam Sundar, he leans back a little, and Srimati Radharani leans forward. So it makes her presence very pronounced. And he seems to be, because he's leaning back behind her, and she seems to be forward. So it means that she gets put a little further back. So anyway, we tried out, well, what would it be like if we moved them 2 centimeters closer together, and the devotees who are in bliss, who are part of this experiment, can I call it? And then not only did we just move them closer, but we also turned them, because Shyamasundara also looks towards the right, to his right. And this way it makes him come closer in towards Srimati Radharani and look a little more inwards, or maybe even just straight, because previously he may have been looking a little to the right as opposed to looking in. Very interesting observations. Unfortunately, this was something that I should have thought about a year ago, because the new lotus has been carved, and it also has a top on it. And that top, of course, has a fixed configuration, which was exactly what Radhishan were like before. And in making this type of change, well, the top plate would have to be somewhat changed. But the lotus is more of a problem, or potentially a problem, I don't know, because we don't have it here. We're having it brought down today. And because the lotus, of course, is shaped like a flower, so it's not straight, but it curves in. So when we twist Radhishyam and his base twists, and I don't know if you can quite grasp this verbally, but that means that a corner of his base moves back then when it's straight. And so the question is whether the lotus can accommodate that change of configuration. And if it can't, whether we can make minor changes to facilitate that. So these are things that are going on. If we can actually do that, it will be a finer darshan, something that will allow both their lordships and devotees to more appreciate their transcendental natures in exchange. If it doesn't work, then things will be just as they are right now. And everything is perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Let's see what they want. And when I expressed that to Govinda Maharaj, he was really happy. In fact, he told me that about 3-4 days back, he was just putting a new picture of Radhishyam as his screensaver on his computer. And he was thinking, boy, aren't they standing a little far apart? Anyway, somehow I picked up on those vibrations, and so we're seeing if we can facilitate that. If they want it, it'll happen. If they don't want it, it won't happen. Hare Krishna.